It's time for the Ronin Role Playing Podcast. Join Scormy as he plays through various tabletop role-playing games entirely on his own. Some are specifically designed for solo play, while with others he will be using a GM emulator. Regardless, come enjoy the strange world of solo role-playing with your host, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Ronin Roleplaying. I'm your host, Scormus. And we're continuing on with our Feng Shui 2 adventures. Wondering what happens with Frank Toole. As we left it last week, he was in a bit of a bind. And we're about to find out what happens with that. But first, I'd like to say happy holidays to everybody. And hope you're well and that everything's going great for you guys. So anyway, let's get right into it, shall we? So when we last left Frank, he had been basically made by obviously a lieutenant, someone who has half a brain. He wasn't just a mook up on the roof of the Bellagio, one of the security guys for Mr. Tortelli, who apparently has captured or is otherwise threatening Frank's ex-girlfriend, Janie. So she appeared to be obviously scared when he talked to her last. So he's up on the roof. He's trying to get to the staff elevator, get off of the roof, basically the service elevator, but he's got a bunch of mooks chasing him. So how bad is this going to be for Frank? Well, it's only 9. I mean, how bad could that be? Right. Yeah, I think I know the answer to that one. So, go ahead. I'm going to clear out some of these dice here. So I have a little bit more room in my dice tray. We're actually rolling dice instead of trying to do this stuff on the fly. I need these, and I need percentiles. Everything else can get out for the moment. Right. So, Frank's trying to get to the staff elevator, and he's got a bunch of these other guys chasing him. So, we're not going to get to initiative right yet. I'm going to give him one check to see if he can get to that elevator first. So, he's going to break into a run, which means he can go twice his speed in meters in his action. Actually, I guess we should do initiative, huh? So I'm going to give Frank a roll. Ooh, got a 12. And I'm going to give one for the whole group of mooks. Ooh, they got a 6. He's going to get to the elevator first. So, but how long before that elevator gets to him? Okay, so we're going to do a different initiative for the actual fight. That is 9 for Frank, and there's 9 of these guys. And let's not forget, we have the Enforcer. He, wow. Yeah, he did all right. So each of these mooks, roll them some initiative real fast. It'll take just a moment. Oh, he did well. Dang, these guys are rolling so good. things do not look good for Frank. They're either rolling really well, or they're rolling really poorly. Okay, ones and fives is what I was seeing. Ones and fives, sometimes sixes. Luckily, they don't explode on initiative. So, the highest initiative is the Enforcer at 13. He's going to use one spot, dropping to 12, to pull his gun. Which really doesn't matter because nobody else goes before 11. Ugh. Okay. He's going to take a shot on the roof at our man, Frank. And he actually has a chance in hell of hitting. Luckily, the negative die was in our favor. That ends up a 12. He needed a 15 to hit Frank. So, whew, a gunshot goes whizzing past Frank as he's approaching the elevator. That knocks him down one more step to 9. Now we go to those 12s. Let's go to 11s. We have two mooks at 11. They did not pull their guns. They're just going to get into melee with Frank as he's hit the down button, and they whip around and they're going to try and punch and fight him. So it's kung fu fighting. That is 2. Doesn't hit. And does not hit. So they're like swinging and Frank is dodging. And just try to imagine this in your mind. Okay, those drop down to 8 respectively. Now we go to 10. So we have two guys at 10. Yes, Frank still hasn't gotten to act. These guys show up. Miss. And definitely miss. All right, that was at 10. Now we go to 9s, and Frank finally gets to act. As I'd said before, Frank pushed the button, and he whipped around to try and defend himself a couple times, and he's going to go to punch one dude right in the throat. Ugh. 3. Negative 3, actually. That's a 10. So, nope. He tried, but it bounced off the dude's muscular frame and did nothing to him. So, whip. That doesn't help us any. Now, it's the Enforcer's turn again. Uh-oh. What was his guns again? Yep. He has struck our man. And 11 points of damage as he shoots Frank. I'm going to say it hit him in the shoulder. Ouch. So Frank is knocked back into the doors of the elevator and drops him to 6. So now it's the 8s, and that's two of these guys who already acted. They're jumping in to take advantage of this shot, and that's not enough. Nor is that. They're trying. They're not quite getting it. At 7, we have two guys. No, 3 guys, I'm sorry. And I missed that dude at 9. Oh, I gotta pay it better attention. He missed, that's fine. Alright, so I got 3 guys at 7. This might hit. 11 plus 8 definitely hits. So that guy hit and did. So wait a minute. 11. 19. He got 4 additional points plus 7. 11 minus 6. Oh, I can do the math. That's 5 more points of damage as he. Ooh, I'm going to say he punches. He punches Frank right in the shoulder where he got shot. Frank screams out in pain. And now I got a third guy attacking. He misses, clearly. So now it drops down to 6s. I got to clear these out. Goes down to 4, 4, 4. All right, now it's 6s, and I got a bunch of people going at 6, starting with Frank. Remember, I rolled for how many rounds it was going to be before this elevator gets here. So, he's still waiting. We haven't even gotten through the first set of action. That's not good. So, ugh. Yeah, it's not enough. He tries to punch somebody, but Frank is clearly wounded. And things are going bad. So, he missed on that attack. Now we're going to get the enforcer involved. And he doesn't shoot. We'll get back to him in a second. Now let's go through the other mooks. Miss. 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 And a miss. They really have to explode on every single option on the positive die and roll low on negative before they have a chance of hitting Frank. His defense is really high. And that's without Lone Wolf. Okay, that was a 6. Now we go to 5, so we've got a couple more mooks that can act there. Nope. And nope. I'll go again at 2. That was 5s. Now we got 4s. Got 3 guys that go at 4. Nope. Nope. Boxcars. What happens with boxcars? Well, that's both 6s. That means something really weird, really good, or really bad just happened. I gotta check. If he doesn't make it a positive attack, he doesn't actually pass Frank's defense, bad things happen. He does not. He goes to punch. Frank moves his, he's got this big old fist heading towards Frank's head. Frank moves his head just in time. Dude punches right into the elevator door, and you hear a sickening snap out of his hand and wrist. And he goes recoiling back, screaming in pain. So that was him. He's out of it. That mook is done. Well, that's one. And we have one more guy. But he misses. So, now we're down to 3, and it is once again Frank's turn. Frank's getting desperate here. He's not having, he knows he's in trouble. He's still got a bunch of guys in front of him, and he has lost sight of the enforcer. He takes a swing at one guy in desperation, big old roundhouse swing, and it connects. Let's, which one does it get? One. It'd be 8. 8. So let me roll a d8 to see which one he connects with. If I can find a d8. Numbers. Well, Yeah. Number six would be this guy. He's out. Solve that problem. One less guy. So that drops him down to zero. Frank is done for this sequence. Now, let's go through these mooks. I got three mooks that act here. Would have been four, but one of them just got taken out. Nope. Uh-oh. Not enough. Still only got a 13, even with an exploding positive. And nope. So. Okay, now we're going to come to that enforcer. Remember, he had not acted at the last round. He didn't take a shot. So, Frank lost sight of him. Well, the next thing we know, he shows up right next to Frank. He ran around and comes up around on his blind side. And that's a minus three. He goes to clock Frank with his gun. But Frank sees it right at the last second and dodges out of the way. Okay. Now we go to twos. Nope. Nope. All right, and now I got a couple guys at one. Nope. Nope. All right, we are rolling initiative again. Man, Frank can't catch a break today. Roll for the enforcer. Of course. I'm having pencil lead issues. Keep breaking off on me. Oh, why am I rolling two dice? Okay. Sorry, it's going to take a little bit for this. Wow. This is going to be a wall of unfortunateness. All right. So, starting at the top of the initiative round is the Enforcer. He goes at 12. He is once again going to try to smack our intrepid hero. He misses. Now I've got a mook at 10 who's going to kick at Frank. He misses. Do I have anybody at 9? Yeah, the enforcer. Nope, that doesn't connect either. 8? No. 7? No, I'm sorry, I had another guy at 9. My mistake, but it's a miss. It doesn't matter. So like I said, 8, no, 7, yes. And Frank finally gets to do another desperate act. This time he's going after the enforcer. These mooks are nothing to him. 1, it's only a 12. Nope, they're engaged in grappling back and forth, blocking each other's attacks. It's just not working out for either of them. All right, that one. So, oop. Oh, God. Ouch. A mook comes up on his blind side and kicks Frank in the leg, right in the knee. That's 7 damage. Actually, that's 8. Sorry, can't math today. He's at 24 damage. One more and he takes a -1 on all things. Badness. Badness is happening, yes. I got dropped to four. I have one more. 7. He doesn't do anything. Well, he tried, but he doesn't connect. Lots of swings and misses going on here. All right, that was at 7. Now we go at 6s. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 guys at 6. We're starting with the Enforcer. He's competent. Not today, though. His negative exploded. Oh, that's negative 6 off of martial arts of 13. So he only got a 7. Yeah, that ain't going to cut it. Good luck for Frank right there. All right, we've got a couple more. 3 more guys at 6. Ugh. Miss. 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 All right, now we got some guys at 4, starting with Frank. Frank again goes after the Enforcer. 15. He connects. Yes, he definitely connected. That's what's his toughness? 5. He only did 4 damage to him. So this guy finally got injured, but he takes damage just like Frank does. It's not a one knockout thing. So he basically punched the guy in the nose, and it drove him back a little bit, but it wasn't enough to stop him. That was at 4. Now we got some mooks going at 4. 4 of them. Holy. And nobody did nothing. It's all a bunch of swings and misses. This is a very exciting battle. Now, if you do that in your mind, just imagining they're all swinging and missing. He's doing dodges and blocks and whatnot, and looking all heroic as he does it. Now at 3, the Enforcer steps in again after getting punched in the nose and misses. Now I got some mooks that are going to step in and try to... Yeah, this guy does a swing, completely misses. I mean, so badly that he punches one of his buddies and knocks him clean out. So the first one is out because he injured himself, and the second one got knocked out. It was negative 5. Yeah, that's a bad, bad, bad roll. All right, but I got another guy that goes at 3, so that's okay. He failed. Not as bad as the last guy, but he failed. Now I got some guys at 1. One of them is Frank. Frank, this time, is going to... Oh, I keep forgetting accidental awesome. But he isn't using an improvised weapon. So that doesn't count. I am going to grab a fortune die. And he's going to smack one of the remaining mooks instead of the Enforcer guy. 3. He hits one. And so he's out of the fight. And let's see, take fortune dice out of it. I got a couple more that can go at 1. Nope. Oh, he got an exploding positive. 5 is 2. He doesn't get enough though, so even with that awesome roll, not enough. And at the end of that, ding, and the elevator doors open. I'm going to have Frank dive in there, and the Enforcer dives in there as well. And now we're going to have a fight in the elevator. I'm going to cut the mooks out of it completely. So, new initiative. That gives him, actually, let's just erase what we had before. Got way too many hash marks here. Frank, once again, kind of a mediocre roll. He only ended up with a 6 initiative. Meanwhile, Enforcer Boy gets a 10. He gets to act twice before Frank even gets to fight. So he's going to... Oh no. Yeah. You got a 25 total. Frank's defense is 15. That's 10, 7, minus Frank's toughness, 6, that's 11. That is 11 points more of damage. That doesn't just pass Frank on negative ones. It passes him on negative twos. Yeah. In fact, I think he has to make a mark of death. This is bad. Kuno Memento, por favor, while I look for where marks of death come up. Gaining a mark of death. Okay, hold on. Oh, at 35 or more wound points. Well, we did just hit 35 wound points. Actually, I have a choice. I'm going to keel over, incapacitated. He smacks Frank with his pistol again. And Frank slumps against the back of the elevator, unconscious. And we're going to leave it there. That's a nice place for it. So, please have a nice rolling train. I was, once again, not using it because I'm a moron. Anyway, it's easier just to roll stuff right where I have my notebook. Anyway, so yeah, that was cool. Now the question is, it's almost the end of the month. What's going to happen with Frank? Why are they going after him so hard? And is this adventure ever going to end? I don't know. The story just keeps doing weird things and... Yeah. That was way too many mooks, by the way. Random rolls sometimes can be a little bit deadly compared to what you do as a game master. So... Concerning. Anyway, so... I guess when you're playing a solo game, you shouldn't really get attached to your characters, because I'm thinking things get really bad really fast for them. Anyway, so I guess until next time, I'm Scormus, so have a great holiday season, and until next time, may all your dice rolls be nice rolls.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you want more content like this, come on over to scormy.com. We've got more podcasts, blogs, our own Discord server, and so much more. Also, don't forget to join us again next week as your intrepid guide Scormy delves once more into the world of solo role-playing.